New heading, Empowering the Knowledge Worker. We live in an age of the knowledge worker, where intellectual capital is supreme. Product cost used to be 80% on materials and 20% on knowledge. Now it is split 70-30 the other way. Stuart Craner, in his book The Management Century, writes, "The information age places a premium on intellectual work. There is a growing realization that recruiting, retaining, and nurturing talented people is crucial to competitiveness." Close quote. Peter Drucker, in his book Managing for the Future, the 1990s and Beyond, writes, quote, "From now on, the key is knowledge. The world is not becoming labor-intensive, nor materials-intensive, nor energy-intensive, but knowledge-intensive." Close quote. Leadership is today's hottest topic. The new economy is based on knowledge work, and knowledge work is another word for people. Remember, 80% of value added to products and services today comes from knowledge work. It's a knowledge worker economy. Wealth creation has migrated from money and things to people. Our greatest financial investment is the knowledge worker. Just consider what has been invested in the knowledge workers in your organization through salary, benefits, possible stock options, and what it took to recruit and train them. That often translates into hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, per person. Quality knowledge work is so valuable that unleashing its potential offers organizations an extraordinary opportunity for value creation. Knowledge work leverages all of the other investments that an organization has already made. In fact, knowledge workers are the link to all other organizational investments. They provide focus, creativity, and leverage in utilizing those investments to better achieve the organization's objectives. Intellectual and social capital are key to leveraging and optimizing all other investments. And so it is absolutely critical that the empowerment of people, that is, aligning voices, is seen as the fruit of the other three roles of leadership: modeling, pathfinding, and aligning. Otherwise, you will see organizations talk and proclaim empowerment, but remain unable to walk their talk. They have no common vision, no discipline, and definitely no passion. Empowerment is not a new idea. In fact, during the 90s, it became quite a buzzword and movement in the field of management. But frankly, the empowerment movement has created a lot of cynicism and anger, both with management and among the rank and file. Why? Because again, empowering people is the fruit of the other three roles, not the root. We surveyed 3,500 managers and professionals in client organizations and asked this question: what's holding back empowerment? Notice how their answers underscore the importance of both personal and organizational trustworthiness on both dimensions of character and competence. Managers afraid to let go, 97%. Misaligned systems, 93%. Managers lack skills, 92%. Employees lack skills, 80%. Employees don't want responsibility, 76%. Manager too busy, 70%. Management too controlling, 67%. Lack of company vision, 64%. Employees don't trust the manager, 49%. Employees lack integrity, 12%. Now that you've soaked deeper in this whole person, four-role paradigm of leadership, you can see why people would become frustrated when empowerment efforts are undertaken without the foundational modeling, pathfinding, and aligning work being done first.